So I would say, true. If you have the chametz inside your house, then you have ba'yiro ba'yimotze. Because the pasuk says, lo yishol lo yimotze bevateichem. O ba'al yatmin, who are then, even though you're covering it up, still you're roiver, because the pasuk says, lo yimotze, you shouldn't find it. Even though you covered it up, but you still could find it. So lo yimotze goes bevateichem. So in your house, I know you have all these love. You can't have the chametz even though it's covered up. O ba'al yikabel pikdoinis. Min anochri, who are then you're not allowed to mekabel, except a pledge from a guy that you're holding, because it's called motzi, even though it doesn't belong to you, but since it's now in your rishus, it's called motzi, it's found by you, you're not allowed to find chametz in your rishus. The gvulin shelucho iyataroya, mashenke, this is good by the lav of lo yimotzi, but by the lav of vayiro, the other person says gvulcho. So the gvulcho means not in your house, but anything outside your house that you own. Is shalacho yataroya. The other pasuk says only you can't see yon chametz in your warehouse, in your cave. Avlataroya shalachem shagavoya. But you are allowed to see goyish chametz in your warehouse. You're allowed to see goyish chametz. Who are then in your warehouse? You're allowed to see chametz shagavoya shal hegdish. But I don't know in your house you're allowed to do that. Maybe in your house you're not allowed to even have goyish chametz, or maybe in your house you can't even have hegdish chametz. Has the pasuk that says lechor, that says only you are aser, not hegdish or not goy, is talking about the gvulin. So maybe when the chometz is not in your house, it's in your cave, in your garage, that's when you're allowed to see goyish chometz or hegdish chometz. But how do I know even when it's in your house? How do I know to put both chedushim in both places? That the chiddush that the pasuk says of lo yimotzei, even though there it only says nabayis. And then the pasuk says, lo yiroi lechor, which is mashma, only yours you can't see. But hegdish you could see. I there would only says it by gvulin, only outside your house. How do I know that both dinim, both lechum and lekulis, apply equally to whether the chometz is in your house, or whether the chometz is in the gvul outside your house? How do I know to put both halachas, both places, that every place is the same halacha? Your chometz you're not allowed to have, even though it's covered up. And if you mekabel a pikotin from a goy, that your mekabel achrayis, that's like it belongs to you, it's awesome. But if you're not mekabel achrayis, just the guy comes with his chometz and puts it in your house, it's mutter. And the whole din hegdish's chometz is mutter. How do I know that both halachas applies both places, both in the house and both in the gvulin? Talmud loyma, there's a gzera shava here. Talmud loyma sor sor al gzera shava. In both psukim it says, there it says shivas yavim sor lo yimotzei, and there it says lo yiro lachos sor. It says the word sor both psukim to make a hekish. Nema sor bebatim, it says by leimotzi bebateichim, and sor, what's the pasuk? Sor leimotzi bebateichim. Venema, the other pasuk says sor begvulin. The other pasuk says lo yiroi lechor sor, and there it says lechor. So we dash in ma sor haomer bebatim. Just like when the Torah talks about in the house, it's talking about lo yimotzi. Is oivim mishum ba yiroi ba yimotzi u bal yatmin. That the other pasuk clearly don't find it. That means even though you can't see it, even though you hide it, you put a cover over it, still it's awesome. Even though the guy owns the chametz, but since he gave it to you, b'teros ha'pikadin, and we'll soon see, was that sign that you have a chrayis on it, if it gets lost, you have to pay him for it. So that's awesome, because that's called motzi. It's called, this chametz now is being found by you. Is av sor homa begvulim. The same thing, the sor that talks about lo yiroh, that there it says, begvulim, mashm outside your house, the same halachas. Oyve mishum ba yiro, ba yimotze, ba yatmin. And even if you have chometz in your garage or in your caves, even if you cover it up that you can't see it, still it's awesome. Either pasuk only says lo yiro, and if it's covered up you can't see it. So what? We have the gzeirah shava that the pasuk lo yimotze applies to gvulin also. And even though it's covered up, but you could find it. So therefore, even in gvulin, even in your caves, it's also to have chometz covered. And you can't receive a pledge from a guy that you have a chrayis. If it gets lost, you have to pay for it. That's considered like you. It's called motzi yetzachor. That's awesome. Now, umasor hama begvulin. Just like the sor that it says by lo yiroh. With there, the pasuk says lo yiroh lechor. It's only also to see your chometz. Is shelachor iyataroya. You can't see chometz belonging to you or chometz belonging to any Yisrael. Avalat teroya shelacherim. But you are allowed to see chametz belonging to a guy. Acherim here means a goy. It doesn't mean another Yisrael. Any Yisrael, any Yiddish chometz lost to be in your reshus. That just means Acherim here means a goy. You're allowed to have goyish chometz in your reshus, or else for show gavoya. Who are the chometz that belongs to Hegdish? That's not called lechor. It's not called belonging to us. It's called belonging to gavoya. That's also mutter. So this sor only says by gvulin. Is af sor the same thing when the Torah says lo yimotzi bebateichem? Af sor homa bebatim is shalachoy atoroya, av latoroya shalachem shal gavoya. You have this cooler even in your house also. In your house, you're allowed to see chometz that belongs to a goy if you have no achrayis on it, and you're allowed to see chometz that belongs to Hegdish even though it's in your house. Because we have this in the Hekish, one from the other. So the Gemara Amar, we learned before, Ainli, the Bryce said like this, Ainli Yela benochrish leikivashtoi. I only know it's also to have chometz in your reshus, a goyish chometz, and we're talking about soon see that you makabal achrayis, you accepted a pledge from a goy that you have the achrayis. But from which guy? Only a guy like Yivashter that doesn't listen to you. He's not under your rule. He's not your slave. V'yein shruyim chabachotzer. And he doesn't live with you in the same chotzer, in the same house. But what about a guy that's under your rule? Or else a shruyim chabachotzer. A guy that your neighbor lives right next to you, minayin. How do we know even his chometz is also to mekabel a pikot that you have a chrayis on? Talmud loyman, need a pasuk loyimotze. I need a pasuk loyimotze saying any type of guy shechometz that you have achrayis on, it's also to be mekabelit. For the Gemara, kalpa lai, it should be just the opposite. Like, what are you talking about? It's just the opposite. Maduch if the goy is not your slave. Maduch if the goy doesn't live with you. You're not allowed to accept his pledge. You can't have in your reshus his chometz. If you're mekabel achrayis, so pshit if the goy mamish lives with you, or the goy is your slave that's under your reign, pshit it's also. Avad was called more motzi eslechur. So what are we saying? Only if he's far away it's awesome. But if he's close it's mutter, just the opposite it should be. Kapalayim is just the opposite. So Omra Abaya by Senechnam Yepuch, change it around, start it through. And then they say, maybe it's only also a goy that lives with you or under your rule. But a goy that doesn't live near you, how do you know he's also? That's to makamalayim aloyim motzi. You can't find it. Rav Amar no, liyolam loy teipach. Don't change around the brisa of the Aresha koi. The brisa is telling us chidushim leheter of the Aresha. The brisa it says what shelucho yatoroyim av latoroyim shelachayim. The brisa says shelucho. You're only not allowed to see your own chometz, but chometz belonging to a goy, you're allowed to see. His calls the man you're not makabel achrayis on the goy's chometz. He stam puts it in your reshus. It's mutim the brisa. B'shol gavoya, who are dinner the chometz belongs to Hegdish. It's allowed to be in your reshus. Now in this part of the Brayso was saying, now it's Kshmak. Ein liyela benochrish leikivashtoin. When is it mutter to have goyish chometz in your reshus? Only if the goy is not under your rule. He's not your slave. The ein shruyim chabachotzer. And he's not living with you in your house, in your chotzer. Of what about a nochrish kivashtoin shruyim chabachotzer? What about a slave, or a nochri that's under your rule? Or a nochri that's your neighbor? Minayin, how do we know even such chometz you'll not have in your reshus? As maybe since he's your neighbor, it's more looks like yours. Maybe it should be awesome. Talmud loy malay motzi. The Rai of the Pasuk still says loy motzi. You should not find it, and this is not called found by you. Now, as a bissel shver, what's the Rai from the word loy motzi? If anything, if I care, this word of loy motzi tells us isurim. It's telling us not only chometz that mamish you can see is awesome, but even chometz you can see, as long as it's found by you, also it's awesome. So through the word lo yimotz is telling us chidushim that of lesser. So how could the Gemara use it now to tell us chidushim that it's mutter? That's the most kash for the Gemara. Vaitana mahadar atera. This Tana now wants to find heterim. It wants to tell me, how do I know that even a goy that's your slave, that lives with you, how do you know even his chometz you're allowed to see in your reshus? So we need a postek leheter. For the Gemara, v'nosav lo krol yisura. So which postek did Tana bring down? Lo yimotz. Lo yimotz is not telling us something that's mutter. Lo Yimotz is telling us something that's awesome. So how do I see from the positive? Lo Yimotz say that it's mutter to have goyish chometz in your reshus, even though he's your neighbor. Where do I see that Torah here? Now the Gemara like this: Mishum Shenema Lecho Lecho Trei Zimne. That's why it says two times the word Lecho. So it's a deal clearly that no matter how close the goy is to you, even if he's your neighbor, even if he's your slave, but Kol Zaman the chometz belongs to him, and you're not mekabel achrayis. If it's in your reshus, it's mutter. That's the dig. And lo yimotze, Torah says two times, l'cho l'chozir. What do I need two times for? And tell me this chiddush. Not only is it mutter to have goyish chometz in your reshus, that's not your slave that lives far away, but even goy shechametz, a goy that lives right next to you, your neighbor, and your own slave, still it's mutter. Calls a man the chametz belongs to the goy, it's mutter. That's what the Tana meant to say. Well, you must say with the extra word lecho. So more right. Omar, another part of the brace was like this. Yochol yatmin v'kabel pikdoimus min anochri. I would think that the pasuk would only say lo yiruah. You can't see chametz. So I would think if you yatmin, if you take a blanket and cover the chametz, maybe it's mutter. You can't see the chametz. Who adin v'kabel pikdoimus min anochri? Maybe it's mutter to mekabel pikdoimus from a guy. Talmud loyimel loyimotze. The pasuk says no. Loyimotze, you can't find it. So therefore, by not finding it, even if it's covered, you could find it. And who are then if it's goyis to chametz in your rishus, since it's found by you, it's also. For the Gemara, though, it's a stira, ha amrit reisha. But the beginning of the Braisa said, shelecho iyataroya, aval ataroya shelacherim shogavoya. The first said, no, you are allowed to have goyis to chametz in your rishus. The Bible doesn't belong to you, or belongs to a goy or to hegdish, it's mutter. So how could you tell me it's also to mekabla pikodon from a goy? A pikodon means a pledge. So what? It's still the goyis, so why can't you mekabla it? Now the Gemara Lakash, there's no stirum. Ho de kibbula layachrayis, ho de lo kibbula layachrayis. It depends. True, this pledge belongs to the goyis chametz, but he gave it over to the Yisrael now. If the Yisrael has achrayis, that means if it gets lost, that the Yisrael will have to pay for it, achrayis is also mikzas kinyan. So it looks as if it's in your rishus, so we look as if it's in the Yisrael's rishus, therefore it's also. But if the Yisrael has no achrayis at all, if it gets lost, he doesn't have to pay for it, then it's 100% belonging to the guy. So then it's mutter to be even in the guy's rishus. Then there's no issa. So the Marki heard the Yomalu Rav of the Mechuza. Like Rav told the people living in Mechuza, that was Rav's city. Before Pesach, you have to destroy the chametz that the army men left in your house. There was a chayt then that when the army men used to come through the city, the people had to feed them. So they used to have their chametz there in a sort of way in your house. So the army men's chametz, even though vice the army men were goyim, but since the chametz was in your rishus, you have to destroy it. Why? I is goyish chametz, because kivon dilo migna vilo misvid birushaychu koyi. Since if it would have been stolen from you, that chametz. Whereas the army men stored away their chametz in your house. Now if it would be stolen from your house, or it'd be lost from your house, or be silishlumei, you would have to pay for it. In other words, you have a chiyav achrayis on that chametz. If it would get lost, you would have to pay for it. The melekid l'choin domi, it's considered like it belongs to you, v'yasser. And therefore, that chametz not allowed to be in your rishus. Because since you have a kinyan achrayis, it's considered a mixas that belongs to you. But where you have no achrayis at all, then it's 100% the goy, that's the postik l'chor, that you are allowed to see goyish chametz. So the Marachura, ho nichlaman di yama dover gerla mami kamama domi. If you hold that the fact that the thing would be lost, you would have to pay for it, makes it like your mom and me gives you a kinyan, is good. Since if this chametz gets lost, you have to pay for it, we look as if you own this chametz now. So Mela, since it belongs to the mixer, so the Israel, you can't have it in your rishus. Ela laman di yama, lav kamama domi, maikla meimam. But the man yama says no. Even though if the chametz gets destroyed, you have to pay for it. For about right now, Kozman the chametz is here. Whose chametz is it? It's the goy's chametz. The goy has the right to take it away from you anytime he wants. So that doesn't belong to you. So Michael and Amy, why is it also then? Have the Gemara, Shani Yochad, the Yomar, Lo Yimotze. Enech Nami, it doesn't really belong to the Yisrael. The Yisrael doesn't have a shame mum and he can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it. But I call upon him by chametz, the terrorist has Loshin, Lo Yimotze. The chametz should not be found by you. Kozman, you have a kinyan achrayis, even though maybe it's not called mamish your moment, but you must say it is. It's called found by you. So Kozman, you have a kinyan achrayis in this goyish chametz. It's considered motzei. It's found by you. It's also for you to have it. And he could be yami something like this, just the opposite. Ho nichalaman di yamadavu goyim moment lav kamamad amid bishleim. If the fact that you have achrayis, you'll have to pay for it later, is not considered like right now you own that chayfetz. That's why the pasuk has to say by chametz a new lashon. It doesn't only say lechor that it belongs to you, but also says lo yimotzei. Mashma, even though the chametz doesn't really belong to you, really the guy is the owner. But since it's in your rishus and you have achrayis, if it gets lost, you'll have to pay for it. That's enough of lo yimotzei considered found by you. That's why the Torah says in the word of lo yimotzei. But elo laman diyomam kimam and dami. But if you say the fact you have the chiyav achrayis, that if that chametz gets lost, you have to pay for it. it's considered like mamash belongs to you. What do I have to have the pasuk for leyimotze? I know it from the first pasuk of lechol. The pasuk says leyuro lechol. You can't see your chametz. Now, even though the chametz belongs to the goy, but since you have a chiyav achrayis, if it gets lost, you'll have to pay for it. This man the yom says that's considered like the mamash belongs to you. So it's mamash lechol. So even without the pasuk of leyimotze, the Torah just should have said the word lechol. What do I need leyimotze for? So the more itzrich, let's do. I need it. I would think no, that kol zman the chayfetz is ben, this chametz is here, then it's not considered like a belonging to you, because kol zman the chametz is here, who gets it? It goes straight back to the guy. So kol zman the chametz is ben, it's still around, it wasn't used up yet, it's still 100% belonging to the guy. Kamash malon, that it's us for you to have that chametz. Kamash malon. In other words, when do we say Dovra Germ Lamam is Kamam Adami? When the chametz gets burnt up, it's not here anymore. Now you have to pay for it. Now that you have to pay for it, we consider as if before it belonged 100% to you. But it only belonged to you once you have a chiyuv to pay for it. But Kol Zaman the chametz is here. That's the guy, whatever he wants, he comes and takes it right back. We never say it's considered it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to you. It's still the guy's. So it's good. If it would just say the word lecho, something belonging to you, it's aser, this pikot, now say it's mutter, it doesn't belong to me. But now that there it says the word lo yimotze, it's anything that's found by you, this is considered found by you. Even though you don't own it, but it's considered found by you since you have a key of achrayis. Achrayis makes it yimotze found by you. Kamashma. Boy minei me rovah. He has to shalaf and rovah. Pehemas anunyo chayevis bebechoyro oyen chayevis bebechoyro. Beima Arnunya means the Goyim, the king there, had a chayt that he would take 1/10 for taxes. In other words, when you had behemoths, so every 10 behemoths, he took one for his taxes. So the locker is, a Goyish behemoths potter from Bechayra. Now a Yisroel has 10 behemoths here. And we want to know now, is there a chiv to bring Bechayra from these 10 behemoths? What's the suffix? Because maybe the Goy will take one of these 10 behemoths, and that's gonna blight belongs to the Goy. So they look as if the guy has a right to take one of these behemoths now, as if the guy owns these behemoths and is potter from the korban bechor, or else no. So Rashi Anunya, Hamelech noitel iser min habehema or min hatfua. It was taxes. The king always took 1/10 of the behemoths or 1/10 of the wheat that you grew. Is the shayla chayevus of bechorim? Is the behema now mechuyvim? Now it still belongs to the soil. So does he have to bring a bechor from it? The kai malon. Anytime a guy has shaykhis or even a part in ownership in your behema, you're potter from bechayra. Shenema, the potter says, li kol bechor b'Yisrael. Avolay b'cherem, only by Yisrael does chiyah bechor, not if somebody else brings it. So the shayla here is, since the guy, the king, has a right to take this animal, maybe it's considered like the guy has a shutfis, has a chilek in the animal, and it's potter from bechayra. That was the shayla. Again, marboy menei merovah. Behema anuna, this behema that the goy has a right, the king has a right to take for his taxes, before we took it, is chayevus of bechor aloi. Is that behema now that it belongs to the Yisrael, does he have to bring it for korban bechor or not? Oy ein chayevus bechor. It's more like this. Kol heicha de motzim mesalag le bezuzi, calls the man, when the king comes to you and says, give me the tent, give me the animal, the Yisrael has a right to say, you know what, instead of giving the animal, I'll pay you money. I could redeem it with money. Then lo kami boil on the chayiv. Avada then the animal is considered 100% by the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is chayiv to give bechor from it. Ki kami boil on one of our sofik, heicha deloy motzim esalag lei bezuzi. No, you have no right to stop the king from taking it. You can't pay him off with money. He bedavka has the right that he wants to take your animal. Now my, what's the lochem? Omulu p'turi, he answered back, avada is potter from bechor. Since the king has a right to take it, it's like he has a yad on it right now, and any time a goy has a right or a schus in the behema, it's potter from bechor. For the Gemara Astira, for Atanya Chayev, this eye, another brisa says, no, this animal that the king has a right to take for taxes, calls him on, they didn't take it yet, Yisrael has the chiyah bechor on it. And the Gemara Hossam, the Mosim Mephalakli, I'll tell you, there's poshid. They were talking about the Asra, that king lets you pay for it. So therefore, since you could pay for the behemoth, it's not like the guy owns any part of it right now. Kozman, the king, doesn't take it away from you. It's 100% yours. He has a right to take it, but you have a right to stop him by paying him money. If we don't see as if it belongs to the king, it's 100% the Israel's. Ika the army, some say like this. Ika the army, Amarova. Behemas Arnunya. This behemoth that the king has a right to take for taxes, Pturim min abechorim. You should know, Kol Zman belongs to the Yisrael, he's still potter from bechorim. Even though the Israel could pay himself off with money, so what? Since right now the king has the right to be tevayat hesk for that beimum, instead of the goy has the yad, has some type of a schus, a right to take the beimum, and it's potter from bechorim. Ma'ashenkein isis anunya. Let's say the dough, the yid made dough, and the same thing, the king has a right to take one of the 10 doughs belong to the king. You should know that dough that the king would take is chayevus bechalom. You have to take off chalom if you want to eat it now. Even though a dough that belongs to a goy is potter from chalom, but here we say that the fact the king could take it doesn't pot you from chalom. The yafagav le'mosim salakli. Even though you can't pay yourself, you have to give the dough later to the goy. Still, right now, it calls them on the goy. The king didn't take it, and the Yisrael once eat it, he has to take off challah first. And the Chur, what's the difference? What's the difference when the animal was saying, since the king has the right to take it, it's still like it belongs to the goy, and you put it from Bechor. Mashenkin is the dough, even though the king has the right to take the dough, we still look as if it's chayy v'challah, means we look as if it belongs 100% to the Yisrael. What's the Svara? My timer, Teretz is Tekzera. Tehema is Tlekola. A behemoth has the coil. Everybody knows about it. So if people will see that this baby is a bechor, they saw the animal just give birth, and they see that the baby, you're not giving to the kohen, people will know why you're not doing it. They'll know that it has a coil, that this behemoth, this baby is going to go to the king. So since the king has a right to take it, it's called this goy, has a king in it, and you put it from bechor, and everybody knows about it. Therefore, there's no gzerim in the rabbanish to have to give it from bechor. Everybody knows why you're not giving it from bechor. Mashenkin Isa, the dough, even though it's true, really the dough should be potter from chalom, because the king has the right to take it, give like he has a schus in it, of a midrabbonin, you have to take off chalom, because Isa less like curl. A knee dough doesn't have a curl. So Melon, when the people see you eating from this dough without taking off chalom, they'll be chashed you're doing an Isa. Or they'll learn out, you don't have to take off chalom from you. So since people don't know that this dough came from the king, therefore you have to take off chalom. That's the reason why. Tzad Rabbanan, Nochri shenichnas lechatzeroi, shall Yisrael, a goy on Pesach comes into your house, into your chotzer, uvetzeka biyodoi, and he has chametz in his house. What do you do at work? You have a goy working on Pesach, he comes into your house, and he's eating lunch, he comes in with a sandwich. Is alocha ain't zokik levayr. You don't have to get rid of that chametz. When the bread falls in your house, Mikir adin midiraisa, you're not mechuyev to get rid of the chametz. Pshita, but the chametz doesn't belong to you. It's goyish chametz like we had. Le'yirur lecha. You're only not allowed to see your chametz, but goyish chametz you're allowed to see. You weren't mekabel achrayis here. So mele it's mutter ein zok levarim. What about hefkidu etzloi? Let's say the goy put it by you because in by you. Then you mekabel achrayis poshut it means. So now if it gets lost, you have to pay for it. Then zok levarim. Then you have to get rid of it like we had before. Since your Mekabel Achrayis upon it, it blinds like now it's Motsui, it's found by you, therefore you're not allowed to have this Chometz on Pesach, you have to get rid of it. What about Yachid Loi Bayis? What about you set aside, you give the guy one room to use, you say, put all your Chometz in this room. What's the locha then? So some Achleikis we showing him in this case, are we talking about even when you're Mekabel Achrayis, even though the Yisrael has a key of Achrayis and it gets lost, he has to pay for it, still will be Mutter here. Because since you put this chametz away in a special room for the goy, it's called in his rishus, not in your rishus at all. But the Braita says, Yachid loy bayit, let's say you set aside one room. One room now belongs to the goy like. Ein zokik levayir. You don't have to get rid of the chametz there. So some shittas go, even though you're mekabel achrayis, but the svaris will soon see, since you're letting the goy use this room, it's like you're renting this room to the goy. And tchiris is kanyon. So this room doesn't belong to you anymore, it belongs to the goy. So it's like the chometz is in the goy's rishus, them pshit is mutum. As even if a Yisrael is mekabel achrayis upon a pikadon from a goy, it's only osur if it's in the Yisrael's rishus, because Allah yimotzei. But that's pshit. If you're mekabel achrayis from a goy's chometz, and the goy takes the chometz home to his own house, pshit is mutum. Because the monoshech, shalacho, it's not mamish yours. It still belongs to the goy. The only aver is lo yimotzei. Lo yimotzei is b'vateichim. In your house, it has to be motzei. If the goy takes it home to his house, it's not called motzei. See here also, since you're giving the goy a room to use, it's like you're renting him this room. So this room belongs to the goy. See, even though you have a chiyav achrayis on it, because and so what? Since it's in the goy's rishus, it's mutter. Shenema the posik says lo yimotzei. It can't be found by you. This is not called found by you. So the more might come, what does it mean to say? What does lo yimotzei mean to tell us? Omer Papa Reisha Kor is going on the Reisha. Vochi Koma. Hefkidu etzloi, if the guy was mafkid, gave his chametz to you to hold, and you're makabla chrayis on it, you should know zokik levayir. You have to get rid of that chametz. Why the chametz doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the guy. The chametz shouldn't be found by you. So once you're makabal achrayis on the chametz, that's enough to be considered motzei, it's found by you, it's also. Rav Ashi Yama, no. L'yoyla ma'seif, it's going on the seif of the kula. That if you're mayachid, you set aside a place in your house where it should be, there it's mutter. V'ochi koma. Yachid le'bayis, if you set aside a room where the guy could put the chametz, and zosik levayir, you don't have to get rid of it. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yimotzei bevateichem. It shouldn't be found in your house. And this room is not considered your room anymore. Why? Because when the guy goes into this room now, true, it's a room in your house, but since you're letting the guy use the room, it's like you rented it to him, so it's considered his room now. So when the guy walks into this room, it's not considered motzui by you, it's considered motzui by the guy, and that's mutter. It's like the guy has in his rishus. I think Mara says, from here we see, the schiris kanya. That if I rent something, even though the house belongs to me, I have a room, and I rent out my room to a guy, I'm allowed to let the guy put his chametz there. And even if I'm a kabbalah chrayis on the chametz, so what? It's not considered in my house, because since chiris is kanya, since the guy has rented it for me, renting is called kanya, belong like the rishus now, belongs to the guy. Therefore it's mutter. Fred Gemara, is that true? That chiris is kanya. But now we learned in Avodah Zarah. After Mokim Shomru Lahaskir, and even though you're allowed to rent out your house to a guy of a learner based dira, you're not allowed to please. You're not allowed to rent it out to a based dira for them to live there. Omru, why? Because the guy Mistam will bring into his house on Avodah Zarah. So what's wrong? You rented out your house to a guy. So it's saying now if you rent it out to him, you can't let the guy live though there. Why not? Because we're afraid he'll bring in Avodah Zarah into the house. So what's wrong if he brings it in though? It's not in your house. The guy is renting it right now. It's called in his house. Now, if you're going to tell me now when you rent something, it's considered like it's yours, when the guy brings in the Avodah Zarah into his house, whose house is he bringing it into? Into his own house. So why is it also? Elamaya b'kloraya, that tchiris midirais is not kanya. The fact you rent it out to a guy, midirais still belongs to you. And therefore, it'd be also to let a guy rent out the house and the guy brings in an Avodah Zarah. Because it's also to have an Avodah Zarah in your house. And since you own the house still, it's also to have it. So Mele Tshuveh here then. You see, midirais, even though you rent it to the guy, still it's considered it belongs by you. So why is the mutter here? We're talking now that you are makabel achrayis on this pikadon. So it's goy shechometz. Really, it's in your house now. And your makabel achrayis, it should be usher. Why is saying it's mutter? Because since you like rented this room to the guy, it's like in his rishus. I am proving to you that tchiris is not kanya, it's not called in the guy's rishus. And the Gemara, Shani Hocha, the Afka Rachmana Veloshin Lo Yimotze. The Torah here doesn't say in your Rishus. It says it shouldn't be found by you. Misha Motze Biyotcha, Yotze Zeh Shein Motze Biyotcha. In other words, since this room is like rented out to the guy, say even though in Din Torah, the guy doesn't own the room, it's still considered like your room, but Lamais, it's not Motze by you, it's not called found in your Rishus. Because you're not going to be there right now. Since Lamais, you rented it out to the guy, you gave the guy the right to use it, who's going to be found in that room? Only the guy, not you. So this chometz is not called motzi by you. Therefore it's mutter. Even though really it's in your rishus, but in a case where the chometz is in your rishus, but it's not motzi by you, it's mutter. This is goyish chometz now. You want to say it's motzi by you? No, it's not called motzi by you. Since you made chiris, chiris makes it enough to say it's not called motzi by you. Yeah, alright, stop here.